US President Donald Trump has vowed to end the automatic right to citizenship for children born in the United States to immigrants and non-citizens. The pledge comes just a few days before the country's midterm elections, and many legal experts are questioning whether the move would be legal. Even the House Speaker, Republican Paul Ryan, says Mr. Trump can't end birthright citizenship on his own. For more, I was joined earlier by our North America correspondent, James Glenday, in Washington. James, how is the president saying he can make this change?
He's saying that it can now be done via an executive presidential order, so essentially with a document and a flourish of the pen. His comments are an enormous surprise because curbing immigration has been an issue that the president has campaigned on throughout his presidency and before, in fact, and he's long decried so-called anchor babies coming to the United States. But in this interview with the news outlet Axios, he went further, suggesting that he'd been told by his legal counsel that the changes could be done by executive action, and he hinted that he would get it done as soon as possible.
You can definitely do it with an act of Congress, but now they're saying I can do it just with an executive order. Now, how ridiculous. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it has to end.
That's U.S. President Donald Trump. And James, is he right? Is this legal?
Well, if the president does do this via an executive order, there's almost certain to be a fierce constitutional debate about the 14th Amendment of the United States, and then probably a legal challenge, or almost certainly a legal challenge as well. The 14th Amendment has been fairly widely interpreted to mean that anyone born on American soil automatically becomes a natural-born citizen. But it hasn't been tested for some time. A number of legal experts have been coming out today expressing the view that Mr. Trump's changes in the way that he's proposed or hinted at would not be constitutional and ultimately struck down by the Supreme Court.
How much of an issue has immigration been in the midterm campaign? Of course, those elections coming up next week.
It's certainly been an issue that a number of Mr. Trump's staunchest supporters in Congress and in the media have been campaigning on quite a lot. There's been a fair bit of commentary about a caravan of migrants coming up towards the US from Central America. A couple of conservative politicians have been out today speaking about what they call a crisis on the southern American border. So it is an issue that particularly some in the Republican Party have been trying to elevate. It's an area where they feel they have an upper hand. And of course, this is a fairly closely fought election, and the Republicans do appear, according to the polls, at risk of perhaps losing control of the House. Despite what the president said there as well, it's important to note, too, that other countries do offer birthright citizenship. Canada is one of them, but a number of other wealthy countries abolished it some time ago. For example, birthright citizenship in Australia was abolished in 1986. It's also been abolished in the United Kingdom as well.
And that's our North America correspondent, James Glenday, in Washington.